Very much looking forward to speaking to the COO of Jackhammer, or at least Africa's MD, Advaita Naidu. We often speak to her, giving us great perspective on the workplace and experience in the workplace. And of course, as we are returning from working from home, increasingly proximity bias is something that has had an interesting impact on the workplace. Advaita, welcome back to the show. How are you doing today?
Thanks, Rufilwe. I'm very well, thanks. And obviously, this being Women's Day, happy Women's Day.
Happy
Thank you. I know it's a really topical issue, and it's great that it's receiving attention right now, but should really receive more sustained awareness.
I would agree. Won't you, for other uninitiated, just give us an understanding of what proximity bias is and how presenteeism actually impacts us?
So proximity bias really means that the people who are physically closer to company leaders are enjoying an oversized influence and maybe advancement opportunities over those who are hybrid or maybe still working fully remotely. And this actually just manifests itself as in-person employees, they get easier access to information, they get to work on bigger and better projects, they definitely get faster promotions or pay increases. And it's not to say that they aren't high performers, they may actually be high performers, but they're getting the advantages based only on their physical proximity. And really, you know, leaders look around and say, well, out of sight, out of mind.
Yes.
And so the advantages are really just being awarded to those who are close.
And I think also often, particularly in South African workspace, there continues to be this bias that suggests that working from home is necessarily a less hardworking person. You know, there's that bias that suggests that, you know, if you're not at your desk at between these kind of hours, it's quite a staid, quite an old school perspective of the workplace, isn't it?
It absolutely is. And I think it's most apparent in organizations that are not outcomes driven, because if you are outcomes driven, you know that within a short space of time, the people who are working hard they're going to deliver, and they're going to deliver consistently. And yes, there absolutely is going to be that group of people who might be slacking off at home, but you're going to find that it's not going to be your top performers. The top performers will perform regardless of whether they're at home or in the office.
And there are many who will sit at their desk from 8 to 5 scrolling Facebook anyway. So talk to us, talk to us a little bit about how this is that it impacts women in particular.
You know, COVID was hard on women because the economy is hard on women, and the crisis of the pandemic just leveled up the already present tensions. So we know that women were taking on disproportionate levels of the domestic workload. We call that bearing the mental load for the family. And this was really exacerbated during the pandemic. And there's been the scope creep now, so that they're still taking on a disproportionate amount of the workload at home, but then they're working in a hybrid way, and they feel that they're being excluded from important meetings. They feel burned out by the additional responsibilities. And there is this lack of awareness about the proximity bias that, you know, women are still working very hard at home, but they're not seeing the opportunities arise at work as a result of managers thinking that the people closer to them are more deserving of the better projects.
So let's say a manager listening in right now, and I'm like, oh, actually, I think I might have a bit of proximity bias. I mean, how does one, or maybe I don't pick that up from what you happen to be saying, how does one anticipate and mitigate that very human, I suppose, likelihood?
So I think they're the high-level principles to look at. And yes, no manager is sitting around saying, hey, let me exclude Helen because she's not here. But awareness and a will to change, they're really crucial. Realizing that in-office workers are likely receiving these additional benefits is step one. And it isn't necessarily natural to purposefully keep someone in mind, but just being aware that a decision can't be made with only half the relevant people, that's really vital. I think from a leadership perspective, leaders need to appreciate they need to develop themselves to lead differently. It's going to require a concerted effort to reskill themselves and find new methodologies of managing. And as I said, it's high time for organizations to become outcomes driven. And the final thing I want to say at the high level, it can't be an HR strategy. It has to be a leadership level addressing of this problem in a very conscious way and across the board. This is not a communication strategy. It's a leadership strategy. And then practically, I mean, there are so many things that can be done. Companies need to figure it out for themselves, but making sure that you adopt a remote first communications policy. Everyone should dial in for a meeting, whether they're in office or not. It really democratizes access to to the decision makers. You can hire people in different locations. Don't expect everyone to relocate to be close to the office. Have social events that are not just after work drinks. There's just so many things that can be done practically. And once companies start applying their minds, applying their best talents to this problem, there's no reason for it not to be solved.
Certainly so. Advaita Naidoo, thank you so much. Always a pleasure to catch up with you. Africa MD at Jackhammer Global, helping us prevent proximity bias. Are you working from home and finding yourself a little bit at a disadvantage as a result, or trying to figure out the hybrid way for you to move back to pre-pandemic levels of work or styles of work? Let us know what strategies might be able to be put in place in order to make sure that you're visible, or if you're a manager and would like to see yourself become much more fair. How would you like to approach this? 0725671566.